Being great at anything you want to do requires a ton of practice and a ton of rehearsing. But how do you do that when you're trying to build your personal brand, when you're trying to launch a company, when you're trying to pursue a passion or an idea? How do you practice? I want you to listen in to what my dad had to say about this exact conversation, and then I'm going to give you the tools and the tips to help you make this possible.
That's why I use Michael Jordan, because that's why he was so great, because he always was at that level of unconscious confidence. He didn't think about what he had to do. He just did it.
It's time for Wake Up and Level Up. Let's get it started, Matt. So I want to explain a little bit about what my dad and I were actually talking about. We were having a discussion about the four stages, basically, of competence. And it's a learning model that relates to the psychological states of your mind that are involved in the process of really having the highest ability in a skill. So there's four stages. There's the unconscious incompetence. This is the person that does not understand or know how to do something and does not necessarily recognize their deficit, like what they don't even know how to do. They are unconscious and incompetent about a skill. Then there's stage two, conscious incompetence. This person does not understand or know how to do something, but they recognize that this is a deficit. They recognize that this is something that they need to learn. Conscious incompetence. Then there's the third stage, conscious competence. They are aware, they are conscious, and they are competent. They know how to actually do something. They can demonstrate the skill or knowledge, but it requires a lot of concentration. It can be broken down into steps, but there's heavy conscious involvement in executing or implementing that thing. Then there's the ultimate, the holy grail, the fourth stage, unconscious competence. And this is what my father was referring to with Michael Jordan. We're going to take this from athletics to your personal brand or building your business or launching your idea. Unconscious competence is the individual that has had so much practice with a skill that it now has become second nature and it can be performed easily. It's pretty obvious to get to the level of unconscious competence, the ability to master a skill so well that it becomes second nature to you, that it's very easy for us to look at athletes. It's very easy for us to look at artists, musicians, people that have acquired a skill. You know when you see the greatest piano player in the world. You know when you've seen the best baseball player in the world or someone that it really has come to second nature. You know when you see someone public speaking and it is second nature to them. That is unconscious competence. So the question is, how do you get to unconscious competence in your industry, in your field? How do you really master a skill so well that it's second nature to you? So this is the part where Dad and I start talking about, well, how does this principle apply to people that need to be entrepreneurially minded? Here's what he said.
In terms of building the mind for entrepreneurship, it is much tougher because you got to try to figure out, well, what is it that I need to practice to simulate what these athletes are doing?
So your takeaway from today's episode is all about understanding what it's going to take for us to get to the levels of unconscious competence, to make a skill become so great that it is second nature to us. So whether you are an author or creating books, whether you need to do public speaking, maybe you're a videographer, maybe you are a social media consultant, maybe you are running a business, or maybe you're just trying to get something done in your community, how can you become the best at this being second nature to you? That is today's takeaway. How do you position yourself? What is the thing or what are the things that you need to practice in order for it to become second nature, which puts you at the best stage possible of unconscious competence? For me, I have to practice better on how I intend to deliver in the new season of the Never Settle Show. I have to practice more on public speaking. I have to meditate more to get more clarity. I need to visualize the outcomes more so that I can try to manifest them as much as possible. That's part of my practice routine. What is yours to develop your unconscious competence? Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.